Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzchuchin daf Chav Tes. We begin on the bottom line of Chav Ches Mabez, where the Gemara continues with different questions on the opinion of Rav. We had Kudu Machlik is between Rav and Rav Kahana regarding if Mechza Mechzes Karev or not, which the Gemara initially assumes that means to say regarding the laws of slaughtering. The obligation is to slaughter the majority of a pipe by a bird, where if let's say one did exactly 50%, Rav says that it's like you did the majority and it's going to be valid. And Rav Kahana said, no, Mechza Mechza is not like the ripe. So now the Gemara continues asking from Tanaic sources on Rav's opinion that Mechza al Mechza Karev, that doing half is like you did the majority. Tashma, we learn the following brisa, Shachet Chatzi Gargers. If someone slaughtered half of the trachea, the Shabbat, and he delayed it to continue to have a Chavetz Kadesh Shchita Acheres, the amount of time it would take to do a different slaughtering, which that's known as the invalidation of Shehiyah, of delaying in the middle of the slaughtering, Gemara, and then he concludes the slaughtering, which the assumption of the Gemara is that this price is talking about by an animal, by a behemoth, where there the obligation is to slaughter the majority of two, of both pipes. And what does it mean when it says that he concluded? It means he concluded the slaughtering, not just that trachea. He has to do the esophagus too. But even though he delayed when he had been halfway through the trachea, Shchitasik Shera, his slaughtering is going to be valid. On that, as the Gemara, V'yamrid Mechza Mechza Karev, if you say that doing half is like you did the majority, I mean, if you say it's not like the majority, so therefore you didn't do anything. It's not a trefa yet. You didn't do anything of shchita for the trachea because tarf is only when you did the majority. But if you say, like Rav, that 50% is like the majority, so when you at the halfway point, which is like the majority, you delayed, that invalidates the slaughtering. So that's just like whatever you did up until now was like a blemish, so a tarfala, that actually then made it into a trefa, because it wasn't a shchita, because you delayed, in regards to the hole that was made in the trachea. Obviously, that we say mechza mechza is not like roib, and therefore, to invalidate, to make it a trefa by the gageras, by the trachea, you would need to have the majority, and therefore that's not like Rav. Because according to Rav, why is the shchita kshera? You invalidated by the halfway point of the trachea, because mechza mechza is like roib already. Says the Gemara, Misavid Bebehema, do you think this Bryce is talking about by Behema? Lai, it's Ba'ev, it's by a bird, and therefore Maman of Shach, whatever it is that you want, the halacha, yes, even according to me, Rav, is going to be valid, as the Gemara explains. E Mechza Mechza Karev, if you say like Rav, that a majority is like, that a halfway point is like the majority, so Ha'avad Le Ruba. So then he already did the majority of the trachea, which therefore it was actually already, it was already validated before he delayed. If you're delaying by the halfway point, you already did the shechita, because by a bird you only have to do one simon, and the halfway point is like right. And e mechza mechza in the karev. And if you want to say that 50% is not like the majority, so then lo yavav leklum. So you're right, nothing was done. There was no maisa tarfas over here. It didn't become a trefa because nothing was done. So therefore, either way, it's not going to be a problem because you're not talking about by behemo, we're talking about by life. So if 50 is like right, you did already. 50 is not like right, so you didn't do anything. You didn't make it into a trefa. But the Gemara continues asking Toshamaf in the following price. If there was already that the bird was already halfway blemished, the trachea already had a hole through half of the pipe, which is not a problem. The Haisav Lav Kol Shuv V'Gemar, and then he adds on a little bit more and makes the cut a little bit more. Now he went, it cut a majority through his cutting, and he finishes it off. Shchitasik Sher. So the slaughtering is valid. Says the Gemara, V'yamrid Mechza Mechza Karev, but if you say, like Rav, that 50% is like the majority, so trefa havya. This said it was a kana pogum, it had a blemish already halfway through, that's not half, it's already a trefa, because half is like majority, and therefore how could you say it's valid, it was already a trefa before you cut it. And Adam Rav, he says, no, shanla in a trefa. Now, regarding that, Rav didn't say Mechza Mechza is Karev. Because regarding making an animal having a mortal defect, there you need to have a full-fledged, bona fide majority to make it into an animal with a mortal defect to be considered a trefa that's visible to the eyes. There, Rav didn't say Mechza Mechza is Karev. By Shchita, he did, because in Halacha, we say Mechza Mechza is Karev, but by Charfes, there it's different. However, on this answer, Amalei Abaye asked to Rav, if that's the case, then Molei Kol Dekenu, then isn't it a Kol Shekein? Where Uma Trefa, if by the laws of Tarfas, where there are many, many places, the Bimashu Metarfa, that the animal could become a Trefa, considered a non-viable animal and therefore not kosher even if slaughtered. For example, if let's say there's a small hole in the esophagus, or in the lungs, or in the intestines. So, but in spite of that, Hech to be in Aruba, but when you need a majority to invalidate, for example, in places by the trachea or by the spinal cord, There you're telling me be'inan reif hanir leinayim, to make it a treifa, you're saying it needs to be a bona fide full-fledged majority. So they asked Abaye to Rava, then shechita, then regarding slaughtering, the adik ruba lemiskasha, that there it's never validated until you go ahead and you slaughter the majority, because even according to Rav, who were saying that validates it by the halfway point, that's only because he says that's considered majority. But when there's a minority, everyone would agree that's not valid. So like Koshka, and then it isn't a most definitely to be in a revenir lainaim. We're there for sure, where you never have even something minority. You always need a majority, for sure, from the laws of Tarfis, which you'll learn out, that you're saying Tarfis has to be a bona fide majority. So to Shechita, for sure, should have to be a bona fide majority. How could then we be validating the opinion of Rav that Mechza Mechza is correct by Shechita? So El Rather says, the Gemara, the Kul Alma Mechza Mechza in the correct. Not like we had been explaining about Tanna from the previous stuff. Everyone agrees in laws of majority, and in this context regarding slaughtering, halfway is not like a majority. It's not going to be a valid slaughtering. So when did we have this Machlikas Rav and Rav Kahana, if Mechza Mechza is correct or not? That was in the Pesach. That was regarding the laws of the Karban Pesach. Where would that come out? Haresha Yisrael Mechza Tar Mechza Tameim. If the Jewish people were 50% pure, and 50% were tummy because they came in contact with a dead person. Where there the law is that if the majority of the Jewish people are tummy, then they do the Korban Pesach in the state of Tama. If the majority are tar, then those that are tummy, they get rejected, they have to do it by Pesach Sheni. What's the law when they're 50-50? So Rav, Mechza Mechza Kiroi, Rav says 50-50 is like the majority. And essentially what that means is that the ones who are pure, they do their Korban Pesach by themselves, the pure ones, on the 14th of Nisan. Those who are Tameh, they do themselves, so that they don't make the ones Tar or Tameh, also on the 14th of Nisan. They're not going to get pushed off to Pesach Sheni like individuals, because they're not like individuals, they're like the majority. Rav Kahana, Mechza Mechza in the Karev, and as we quoted, he says, no, 50% is not like the majority. Therefore, since those that are Tameh are not the majority, they get pushed off to the 14th of Iyar, to the Pesach Sheni, and they don't do it on the first, by the first Pesach, because they're not the majority. Now, so the Gemara asks, well, how's my time in the Rav? But still, how do we understand why over there would Rav say that Mechza Mechza is Karev, but in general, as you just explained in our context of Shechita, generally holds that 50% is not like the majority. Why over there would it be like the majority and that they don't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni? So says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says in Midbar, says, Ish, Ish, Kiyah, Tam, Lenefesh. This is the Pasuk that says, a person that's going to be richly impure, he became tummy from coming in contact with a corpse, so then they can't bring the Korban Pesach, he then does it by Pesach Sheni in the following month. But one thing we see from the Pasuk, it says, Ish, Ish Nitche, an individual, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But the public does not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, so therefore, when they're 50%, when they're halfway, so you're right, they're not really the majority, but they're not individuals either. And therefore, they're like the Rav that they don't get pushed off because it's only an Ish that gets pushed off, which is Yachid, but not a Tzibur, which is even 50%. And that's what Rav said, that Mechza Mechza Kirav in the context of Pesach, of the Korban Pesach, that then they're going to bring it on by Pesach Rishon and not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, the Mishnah had said that at the end of the Mishnah, Roi Vechad Ba'if, that again, the majority of the laws of the bird by one pipe is enough to make it valid, and by a Behema, majority of both pipes is valid for a Shechita. That is the Gemara, Taninacha de Zimna, already learned that same halacha one time in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rubi Shalachat Kamayu, the majority of it is like itself, you don't have to do the whole thing. Well, it seems to be redundant at the end of the Mishnah, saying the same thing, that the majority of one pipe for the bird and the majority of two pipes for the behemoth. So says the Gemara, Hakish Pashach Simon, which the names of those who say the following answers to explain why the Mishnah repeats it. So Amr Avhoishi says, you're right, saying the same halacha, but one is in the context of unconsecrated animals, to say that the shechit is valid with the majority. One is by consecrated by those that are karbanas. And we have to say them both. Why? The Ashmin Nechulin, had we only said halacha, majority by unconsecrated animals, Hasam I would say over there it's enough to cut the majority of the pipe. You don't need the blood that's coming out from the animal by cutting the pipes, which is killing it and having the blood coming out. So therefore, the majority is enough, we just want it to die. Avokadashim, but by sanctified animals, deladam hu tzarech, you need the blood. That's what you slaughter. You slaughter by the neck area and receive the blood to throw on the mizbeach. Emoloi tisagid lebru, I would say it's not enough just to cut the majority of the pipe. Adeka kule, until you have the whole pipe, so you can get the blood sufficiently to throw it on the mizbeach. That's what we have to say by kachim too, the majority is enough. Now, v'yishmin kachim, had we only said by karbanis, I would say, yeah, that's where you need the majority because you need for the blood. But unconsecrated animals, you don't need the blood. I would say, just cutting it halfway is enough. That there, we say that even there, it needs to have the majority. It's not enough with halfway. Now, says the Gemara, so he's saying that the two same teachings in the Mishnah, once for chulin, once for kachim, which one? The Reish and the Sefer, which one's the one that's teaching us regarding chulin, and which one is the one teaching us regarding kachim? So Rav Kahane, he says, it's logical to say that the first statement in the Mishnah was regarding chulin, and the last one regarding kachim. Mimai, why? Because from the fact that the Mishnah opens up, the one who slaughters. Now, visa gedayt dechreisha b'kachim. If you're entertained to say that the reisha toma by kachim, so hamaylik mebaylik. It should say maylik because the birds in kachim are not slaughtered; they have malika done on them. Obviously, that if it says hasheichet, we're talking only shechita by both behemoth and eifes, and that's by chulin, not by kachim. But on that is the gemara. But elamai, so what are you saying? So sefer b'kachim. The second statement at the end of the Mishnah is toma kachim. But then this that the Mishnah says, if you do the majority, it says shchitasik shera, the slaughtering is valid. But malikasik shema b'ayle, it should say, it's malika is valid. In other words, it should have said regarding the halacha of majority by the oif, malikasik shera. And then it should have said by behema, shchitasik shera. Why does it say only shchitasik shera if you're talking about kachim? That says in the halakash, it's not difficult because the bird and the animal there were said right next to each other. And I did this halakman behema since the last one mentioned was the majority of two for behema. So that's why it said also it's slaughtering is valid because going in the last one mentioned, which is that of the animal. But el reisha, when we open up with the words hasheched, mechti, let's see, aloif kai. We're going on the bird. That's the first one that we mentioned. How could you mention by bird the terminology of slaughtering? Isal kedaitach b'kachim, if you're entertained to say it's to my kachim, hamaylik min b'aylei, should have said hamaylik. Rather, it's obvious that the reisha is by chulin and the sefer is by kachim. That's one proof. Rav Shimon ba'Ashi Amar, he says, reisha b'chulin mahacha. The proof that the reisha is talking about by chulin, unconsecrated animals, is from here. Because the Ketani, we learned in the reisha of the Mishnah, says that echad b'yayf, that if one cuts just one pipe by the bird, it's going to be valid. Now, v'isok etayta b'kachim, if you're entertained to say that the reisha is by kachim, ha'ika oy la'sa'ayf, one of the types of bird karbanis of kachim is the bird oyla. That you have to cut both pipes and not just one. Obviously, if you're saying only one, we're tomachul. But that is the Gemara Elamai. So what are you saying? Sefer b'kachim. Then the second statement at the end is tomachachim. But it says in the Mishnah at the end, it says roi vechad ba'if. The majority of one is valid by the bird. Ha'ik oila sa'if. But he's saying it's tomachachim. Which is the oila sa'if. The ba'ish nesim. I need both. How could you say one? So the Gemara, no, my roi vecha, what does it mean that they save a majority of one? It means roiv kol echad ve'echad, the majority of each pipe that you need. Ubedinu to listen to Rav Shneim, and truthfully we should have said the majority of both. But kiven ikachata, since there's also the chata saif, the sagali bechad simon, where there's actually enough with one pipe, shmachalib psikali, therefore it wasn't a precise, conclusive statement where the Tana wanted to say something that you could understand both halachas from its statement. Where that's what it means when he says that the rave of echad by oif means the majority of each pipe that we're talking about by a bird is enough. When you only need one pipe like by chatas, then its majority is like the whole thing. And when you need both, like the oila saif, then the majority of it, with of both, is also going to be like the whole thing. But again, it's not difficult why it says rave echad, but if it means rave shal kol echad, whereas the reisha that says just one simon obviously is talking about chulin. Rav Papa Amar gives a third interpretation. Reisha b'chulin mahacha, the fact that we know that the first case in the Mishnah of the same statement was tumah chulin, we know from here. Because the Ketani, we learn in the Mishnah, it says, Behuda Aima, he says, at sheyishchet es avid. It's not just sufficient to go ahead and cut the one pipe by the bird, or the majority, or two by the animal. It's only until you slaughter the vriden, the jugular vein, too. Now, upligi rabbanala. Now, the rabbanan who obviously disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, iamet b'shleimet b'chulin. If you're going to say this, toma by chulin, so shaper. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is in the reisha. It would make sense why the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, because since, like we explained in the previous stuff, the whole utility of cutting the vriden is only to get the blood out. Who cares if it's during the shechita or later? When the person ends up wanting to eat that bird that he slaughtered, you'll take out the blood then. But Eli Yamid Bekachim, but if you would say that the Reisha is Tumma by Kachim, then how do the Rabban disagree with him? Am I Pligi Rabbanala? Why would they disagree? Hu Atzmai, the whole utility and the purpose of slaughtering by Kachim is Ladam Hu Tzarech, is so that we get the blood, so we can spray it on the Mizbeach. And therefore the Rabban would agree that you would go ahead and cut the reed and get the blood out. Obviously, from the fact that they disagree in the Reisha is because the Reisha Tumachulin, and it's a Seva that Tumma by Kachim. Rav Asher, he gives a fourth source. He says, Seifa b'kachim ha'acha. The fact that the second statement was Tumma b'kachim, we know from here. Because the Ketani, because we learned in the Mishnah later on the Flaman of Abayis, which is a continuation of our Mishnah, whatever the Seifa the Mishnah is talking about, says, Hashaychid shnei rashin ke'echad. Someone slaughters two heads of animals and one time, Shchitasik sher, the slaughtering is valid. Now, the wording of the Mishnah is Hashaychid, the one who slaughters. That's a terminology that sounds like Dievet in, or after the fact, yeah, but look at Chilalai, but initially one shouldn't do that. If someone slaughters like that, then it's going to be valid. Now, says the Gemara, Iyamit Bishleim Ebekachim, if you say that the Seifa of our Mishnah, which is continuing to that next Mishnah, is Tumma by Kachim, Hainim de look at Chilalai, therefore we would understand why initially one should not go ahead and slaughter two animals in one shot. Why? From the Torah of Yosef, because like Rav Yosef told a Brisa, the Pasuk says of a Yikra, Tizbach. Now really, that's not the word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when one's coming to slaughter the Karban Shlamim, says, Lord, Tzayinchem Tizbachuhu, that you should slaughter it for in your favor. Now, the Gemara tells us later on, that this that it says Tizbachuhu, there's a concept known as Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, which is that we give primacy to how something is written, and not how it's read. There is a machlekes, but that opinion holds yesh im lemesiris. And therefore, we're going to read, although it's read tiz b'chuhu, but the way it's read, the way it's written, because there's no vav after the ches to say as if it says clearly tiz b'chuhu, you could read it almost tizbachhu, as if it was two words, which is tizbach is in the singular, one person to slaughter and not two. Which is, that two people should not slaughter one animal. Additionally, tizbachuhu, the fact that we're like cutting the word into two, tizbachhu, sounds like that's also singular terminology. That should also be one, which is, that one person shouldn't be slaughtering two animals at one time. Where, as the Gemara explained, Vav Rav Kahana, he had said, Tizbechehu ksiv. Because in the way it's written is without a Vav after the Ches, although we read it, Tizbechuhu, as if there's a Vav over there, a Malupim, that you're reading it, Tizbechuhu, but it's written as if it was a Tizbechehu, which is Tizbach, who? He should slaughter it, which is both our singular, one person and only one animal. So we could understand why it's saying after the fact. Okay, after the fact, it's going to be valid, but initially not, because by karbanis, which is this pasuk is talking about, it should only be one person and one animal. But if you say that the halacha of the next Mishnah, which is again continuation of our sefer of the Mishnah, is from a bechulin, unconsecrated animals, a filik at the chalanami, then even initially you should be able to do that. Why not? This pasuk that's requiring only one person, one animal, is by kachim. Obviously, the sefer of a Mishnah, which is continuing the next Mishnah, is torma by kachim. Says the Gemara of Afri B'Shim Melakashab. He also holds what we're saying in our Gemara that Reisha B'Chulin B'Seifa B'Kachim, the opening statement of a Mishnah that was saying regarding the bird that one simon and the majority is by Chulin and the Seifa is by Kachim. Why? Because the Amr B'Shim Melakash, he said as follows. He says, Ma'achar Sheshaninu, since we learned in our Mishnah, Ruba Shalechad Kamayu, it said the majority of one is like the whole thing. So Lama Shaninu, so why we learn at the end of the Mishnah, he's asking the same question, Rav Echad Ba'if, Rav Shnaim Behema, that it's enough to have a majority of one for the bird and the majority of two for the animal, already said in opening words of the Mishnah. So on that he answers, Lafisha Shaninu. The reason why it's necessary is because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Yumin that says, Hevi Eloyas Atamen. They brought to the Kohen Gadol who did all the Avodas of Yom Kippurim by himself, they brought him first the daily sacrifice, the Karban Tamen, and Karzai, which the Gemara there explains that he went and cut the majority of the two pipes of the Karban Tamen, which is that he couldn't conclude and finish the whole Shechita himself. And the reason for that is because all the services of Yom Kippurim are only kosher by the Kohen Gadol himself, like the Pasuk says in Achrei Mois, the atonement has to happen of that day only with the Kohen Gadol. So what he had to do quickly was, he had to quickly go ahead and grab a bowl to go ahead and receive the blood from the animal that he was cutting, from the Karban Tamen. So therefore what he would do was that he cut slaughtering in the Karban Taman enough to validate it. Then he left it, and he went quickly to go ahead and receive the blood. And then Umeirik, and then some other kohen went and concluded the shechitas of the slaughtering al yaday for the kohen gadol. He helped him out and they finished off the slaughtering for him. Now, says Rish Lakish, since that Mishnah in Yuma teaches over there that you have to go ahead and have some other kohen finish it off, the shechita for the kohen gadol. So Yochel Merik Yehi Pasul, you would think from the way it sounds like that Mishnah said to Yuma, that if you don't finish off the shechita after the majority of the two pipes, that it's going to be Pasul, because by Kachim you would think that the majority of two pipes is not sufficient. Because that's what it sounds like from that Mishnah, that you have someone else have to finish off the shechita. L'kach sheninu, that's what says Rosh Lakish, is that's why the Seva Mishnah comes to teach, Roi Vechad Ba'ayv, V'Roiv Shnayim Be'behema, that the majority of one is sufficient by a bird, the majority of two is sufficient by an animal, because the ratio is talking by chulin. But I would not have known that applies to kachim, as we find in the Mishnah Masechet Yuma, it sounds like maybe kachim is different. That's why the Sefer had to say it for kachim, he's saying the same idea as all the other answers. Now, however, on this statement of Rish Lakish, Amamar, Rish Lakish had said that Yocholoi Merik Yehi Pasul, we needed the Sefer of our Mishnah, because you would think that if someone didn't finish it off, it would be invalid. That the Gemara says, that's so? If that's the case, that would mean, because that's what you're saying, our Seifa of our Mishnah has to preclude from that, that the Marika, the one who's finishing off the end of the two pipes, that would be an Avaida, because you would say by Kachem it's necessary to do the whole of the cutting of the two pipes. Someone else would be doing the Avaida without the Kohen Gadol. So as you continue to Medbeis, ask the Gemara, Kein Havile Avaida Ba'achem, that means an element of service of the Day of Yom Kippurim is being done by someone else besides the Kohen Gadol. But Batanul and Nabraisa, Kalavoidis, Yom Kippurim, and Kasher, Salabai, all the services of Yom Kippurim are only valid with him. So how could you say we would have thought that Marika is necessary, you have to do all of the two pipes, but then someone else is doing it, and no one can do that void besides the Kohen Gadol? So Zigman the Hachikam, and this is what Rish Lakish was saying. Yachal Yehi Pasal Madir Abban, if not for the Seif of Mishnah, you would think that if you don't finish off the entirety of both pipes by Kachem, that rabbinically that would be a problem. And you're right, not biblically, and therefore it's not considered an avoid ba'achar, but it would be rabbinically, because the sagat etchamina, you would think to say ikab sumad rabban, that is rabbinic invalidation if you don't do the entirety of both pipes. You would think, like kachshaninu, that's why it says Rish Lakish, we needed the seif of a mishnah reiv echad ba'ayv reiv shnayim be'behema. Why is it repeating it to tell you even by kachim? No, the majority of both pipes is good, even by kachim. So now that's the Gemara, Ma'achad, that Philip Sulder Rabban Lekka. If that's the case, that it's not even a rabbinic invalidation by not finishing off after you did the majority of both pipes, so Lamali Lamark, then why does the Mishnah Yuma say that someone does go ahead and finish off the cutting of both pipes while the Kohen Gadol is receiving the blood? Says the Gemara, it's a mitzvah Lamark. It's just a mitzvah to go ahead and finish it off because we want as much blood as we can get to do the Avodah. But you're right, it's not integral in regards to the slaughtering of the animal, even regarding Kachem. Now Rashi says he heard a different interpretation of Masechet Yuma. The reason why you have someone else finish it off is because of Roev Amhadris Melech, because we want as many people to be involved as possible. But Rashi says he doesn't prefer that interpretation, because then you should say that all the Avoidis, and we find to the contrary, the old Avoidis, we're very particular, only Kohen Gadol, and actually we don't want anyone getting involved. And therefore he prefers the interpretation that's because of the blood that we want, but it's not relevant regarding the slaughtering of the animal, even regarding Kachem. Continuing on these laws of Shechita, Amr Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Levi Saba, in the name of Levi the Elder, he said, Eina l'shchita. The slaughtering is not called, quote, slaughtering. Ela b'saif, only at the end when you finish, then it's called slaughtering. The Gemara later on is going to explain for what halachic relevancy does it have. But Rabbi Yechonam, he disagrees. He says, no, yeshna l'shchita. No, everything is called part of the act of slaughtering. Mitchila v'tzaif, from the beginning till the end, it's all considered part of the act of slaughtering. Now, Amr Rav, he qualifies this machlekes, and he says, Hakol moidim, everyone agrees. Where we're talking about there's two pipes by an animal. Where if let's say the first pipe was cut by a non-Jew, v'simenechad Yisrael, and the second pipe was cut by a Jew, everyone's going to agree, sheheh psula. That's going to be invalid. Because even according to the one who's saying that shechita, slaughtering is only considered done, it's only considered the slaughtering at the end, so you would think, okay, maybe it's valid because the end was done by a Jew. No. Because even though we're saying, quote unquote, the non-Jew didn't do a slaughtering, but it wasn't done by a Jew either. So therefore it's like a thorn did it, and that anyways would make it treifa because it was cut not through a slaughter. Shahari nasa b'maisa treifa, because an act of tarfis, of making a mortal wound, was done in the measurement of making it a treifa, because that was done by Yadav HaKachavim, through a non-Jew. Now, moreover, ba'ila sa'if nami, by the bird ayla, which halach is that the ayla sa'if, its avodas had to be done on the upper half of the mizbech, above the red string that went through the middle of the mizbech, whereas the chatzis sa'if was actually done on the bottom half, as the Gemara says in Zvachim, that samach dal and samach he. Now, by the ayla sa'if also, hechad the malik simenechad lamata, if he did, he's supposed to do it on the top. If he went and he did malika on one of the two pipes on the bottom, and then he did the second pipe on the top, there also. Again, everyone would agree, psul, it's going to be invalid. Because he did an act, which is what invalidates it if you do it like a different carbon. He did an act of a chatas oif on the bottom, which is an invalid place for the oilas oif, where he did an act that would have validated a chatas oif. So therefore, that's considered a significant act in this situation of the Eila Sa'if to invalidate it, where you're right, although by Eila Sa'if itself is not concluded, it's Malika until the end, until you cut the second pipe, but you did an act of Chata Sa'if in the Eila Sa'if, which invalidates, which is even if you did one pipe, because you did on the bottom like the Chata Sa'if, so everyone would agree there that it invalidated. Says Rava, Loi Nechliku, they only did it, they didn't disagree, Ella only, Kagoin Sheshachat Simen Echad Bachutz, where he went and he slaughtered one of the pipes on the outside, V'Simen Echad Bifnim, meaning out of the area of the Azar where you're allowed to do Malika. And then he did one of the Simonim inside. According to one that says, slaughtering is continuous from the beginning to the end, so the Mechayim, then you're liable for doing Shkutei Chutz, slaughtering a carbon on the outside, because that first pipe is part of the slaughtering, and you did it outside. But according to one that says, no, Shkita is only considered Shkita when you finish it, you're not liable because you didn't do Shkita on the outside. You did a bona fide shchita, but you didn't do it outside. It's not considered a shchita to be chayv al shchuti chutz until you finish, and the finishing was done inside. However, Amalei Rabbi Bar Shimi, he says, no. Ma'ar loy amahachi. The master didn't say like what you're saying. Umanu, who's the master? Rav Yosef. We're heichad the shachet semenechad b'chutz v'semenechad b'fnim. If he slaughtered one pipe outside and one pipe inside, he says, nami pasal. There, everyone would agree that it's going to be invalid. Shari asaba ma'isa chata za'if, because you did an act of a chata za'if where the equivalent would have been, if you would have done that inside, by Malik of Chatzis Aif, if someone goes and slaughters the bird of Kadshim, Bachot, on the outside, he's going to be liable, because that's how we know the Allah, it's called Asher Yishachet, as the Gemara says in Zavachim, Nefkov Zayin Madalv, whatever is valid inside, that's what's going to make you chayef for Shchudichatz on the outside. Now actually, it's only regarding the Shchita of the bird on the outside, because actually Malika of the bird is actually Pater. The Gemara over there in Zavachim explains this. But one thing is that had you done this inside, it would have been valid. So therefore, yes, you're going to be chayef for shchut echutz for doing that on the outside, even though it's only one pipe, because you did a maisa chatzis oif on the outside, which would have been valid of chatzis oif inside, and therefore that's going to invalidate the oila sa'if for doing it even as shchut echutz on the outside. And there, everyone would agree to that. Says Rav Yosef, loy nechliku, they didn't disagree, elikugen sheshachat miyit simon abachotz, only if they only had slaughtered a minority of the pipes on the outside, v'gamer b'vifnim, and the majority was finished off on the inside. That's where the machloikis is. L'man doma yesh nolat shechita mitchil batzoif mechayev, according to one that says that the act of slaughtering is one continuous act, it's all considered part of the shechita. So even if you did only minority on the outside, you're going to be liable because you did part of the shechita on the outside. But Lamanda ain't la shchita el b'sayif leimachayv. According to the one that says shchita is only at the end, you're not going to be liable because you didn't do a shchute chutz of chatzis oif because you didn't do a whole pipe, and neither did you do any act of shchita on the outside because according to that mandama, shchita is only at the end, and therefore he holds you're not going to be liable. Now, Masiv Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir asked on this halacha of Reb Yechanan that says yeshna la shchita mitchil b'tzayif from a Mishnah Masechtas Par. The Mishnah says kalasukim b'par, whoever was involved in the avodah of the paradum of the red heifer, which was used to burn it and get its ashes and put into the purification waters to spray on people with tumas mess, whoever was involved in mitchila vatzayif from the beginning until the end, meaning in any one of the acts related to it, whether in the middle or in the beginning or at the end, so whoever's involved in it is metam begadim. It goes and contaminates his garments, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yotes regarding the eitz eres and the ezim and the shnei telas, and he's throwing it into the fire of the para. The pasuk says bechibes begadav akayin. The kain that's involved in that has to wash his clothing. It also says regarding the burning of the paradim of hisra faisa, which the sefri says, wait a second, if someone just took the hyssop and threw it into the fire, his garments become tamei. For sure, whoever did the burning of the paradim for sure, why say vaserif comes to teach that whoever's involved in any of the activity of the paradim from the beginning to the end, he has to go ahead and wash his garments. He became tamei, and his garments are tamei too. So therefore, like we said, mitam begadim makes his garments tamei. Now, moreover, whoever's involved in any of the activities, if let's say that person is involved at the same time in some other act as he's doing the paraduma, that would invalidate the paraduma. For example, if let's say he's slaughtering, and at the same time that he's slaughtering the animal, he's cutting a gourd, a vegetable. Because the Braisa teaches, as the Brodin Sefri, it says, v'shachar oisa, you have to slaughter it. The Pasuk telling us regarding the paraduma that you have to only be involved with it, and doing any other activity at the same time would invalidate the slaughtering. So it says, v'sarf esa para, you have to burn the para. Pasuk telling us that doing any other activity when you're burning it would invalidate it. So if anyone's doing any other activity at the time that he's involved in any of the activity of the paraduma, he would invalidate it. Now, on that continues the Mishnah. Let's say, Iriba psul b'shchitasa. Let's say an invalidation happens in the paraduma at the time of the slaughtering. For example, it became a nevela. It wasn't a proper slaughtering, which a paraduma has to be slaughtered, and became invalidated. Now, that says the Mishnah, bein kaidim psula, bein la'acha psula. So whether someone was involved in the paraduma before it became invalidated or after it became invalidated, einam tam begadim, his garments are not going to become tame because he didn't do an avoid in the paraduma. So therefore, if let's say he gathered its ashes or he burnt it and he didn't touch the paraduma itself, or let's say even he touched it, but he touched it with what's called pshuti kliyetz, with a wooden vessel that doesn't have a receptacle, which that doesn't become tummy by coming in contact with a nevela, so then that person is not going to become tummy because he was involved with the para, because there is no, quote, para aduma, because it wasn't properly slaughtered. Now, however, let's say behaza asa. Let's say the paraduma became invalidated, not during the time of the shechita, not because of it wasn't a proper slaughtering, but rather became invalidated with the sprayings of the blood. Because there's halacha that the paraduma's blood has to be sprayed 7 times towards the opening of where the heichel is. Like it says, v'hizel noichach p'nei olmoid v'goyim, etc. So there, says the Mishnah, depends. Kaidim p'sula mitam begadim. Whoever was involved in the paraduma before it became invalidated, his garments do become tame because ultimately he was involved in a para because it was appropriately slaughtered validly. So though it ultimately became invalidated because it's something happened with its blood, but beforehand it was paraduma and therefore his begadim became tame. But la'acha psula, if he was involved in it after it became invalidated through the problem of the throwing of the blood, then einam tam begadim is already invalid, his garments are not going to become tame, it's not considered paraduma anymore. Now that asks the Gemara on Rabbi Yechanan, v'yamret yeshna l'shchita mitzchil v'atzayif. If you say that slaughtering is considered, the whole act is considered the act of slaughtering, so then liflig namin b'shchitasa, why are we only differentiating regarding before it becomes invalid or after regarding the throwing of the blood? We could even differentiate in the slaughtering itself, which we didn't. We said, oh, regarding shchita, if it's a problem, it's never going to be tam begadim. Why? The Mishnah should have said, irba psul b'shchita, if the invalidation happened in the slaughtering, kaidim psula, if it was in the shchita itself. Because we said, it's all considered an act of shchita. So it could have happened anywhere along the act of slaughtering. If someone was involved with it before it became invalidated, tam begadim, it will contaminate his garments. La'acha psula, any tam begadim, after the invalidation, will not. According to the other opinion, where this it happens at 1 millisecond because it's right when you finish it, so there's no differentiation in the slaughtering itself before and after. But according to Biyechanan, that it's the whole act is considered, then you could differentiate in the slaughtering itself before and after. And that Amravi says, no. Niskalkal l'shchita kamer, you want to talk about a case when something happened that the slaughtering got ruined? It became, let's say, a nevela? No, Shani Hasim, there it's different. The Gloy Milsalam Afraid Lav Shchita Klal. Retroactively, it was revealed that it wasn't a slaughtering at all because the end definitely proves it. It didn't end up getting slaughtered. It became a nevela. But where the slaughtering